Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, let's get a little football fix here, man, before the NFL teams all report to camp in the next week plus a little bit. Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com joins us. Pete, good morning, man. How you doing?
What's up, Joe? How are you?
I'm doing great. I see you've been busy up in Jacksonville doing a few local radio shows up there, huh?
Yeah, you know, I used to do that in the afternoon for 7 years. So, yeah, every once in a while they pull me back in. You know, you can't get out of it.
Well, we got a lot of stuff. We got a kick out of you going after Peter King and the panel over there going after the Marino stuff. We got a great laugh over that whole thing as they tried to do something. You know, it's that time of year, and you try to come up with something creative. And the 12-man panel of the all-time draft NFL, which I'm not sure exactly how they came up with. And Dan Fouts, by the way, he kind of killed the whole thing with Ray Guy fourth overall and the whole damn thing. What'd you think?
Well, Ray Guy's not even the best Raiders punter of all time. You know what it is with Ray Guy? We romanticize Ray Guy because back in the day, they made a big deal out of him because he was the first one to boom punch. And that was, you know, we didn't have that all the 24-hour news cycle, so they romanticize him. If you go look at every single stat, now the punters are bigger, stronger, and more trained than they were back then, but Shane Lechler is a much better punter than Ray Guy, and anybody who disputes that is off base. So that's absurd to pick him number four, but Terry Bradshaw over Dan Marino, are you kidding me? It's not even close. And you know, diehard Steeler fans, you know, Marino's obviously from Pittsburgh as well, so they love Danny too, but come on, people, there's no way in hell Terry Bradshaw was in the same sentence with Dan Marino. He was benched for Joe Gilliam.
Don't you think a lot of that had to do, is that just championships? Does that have to do with the rings?
And it's unfair to Dan. I mean, to me, that's, I can't stand when people prop up quarterbacks based on the rings. I mean, look, it's great, but that's a team stat. That's what that is. It's a team stat. I know quarterbacks are sometimes defined by what they do in the postseason and if you win a ring, but anybody who can look at any of the ring winners and go look down there and show me how many of those guys you can actually make a case that are better than Dan Marino as a pure passer, football player, quarterback in the pocket, good luck with that.
Pete, the first thing I said to Joe when we started looking at this list, this is before I even saw you start tweeting with Peter King and go, Joe, I mean, Ray Guy Fourth already makes this list to me just a joke. It's an absolute joke. And then I see other picks. And listen, I think it's a cool concept, you know, doing this. Like Joe said, it's the offseason. We're looking to just get a football fix before the camp start at the end of this month. And then I'm really going to be nitpicky for a second. Gil Brandt, you have your first two picks overall. He picks Jim Brown and Walter Payton. Both guys are exceptional. Both guys are top three running backs of all time. But if I'm starting an all-time team, I'm not starting with both those guys on my team. I'm kind of going with another position there. Little things like that just kind of made this kind of a joke list instead of being probably a pretty cool list at being the offseason.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Those are the foremost football minds in the business right there.
I don't want to take a shot, but I know what you mean.
Gil Brandt did a top 25 running back list recently, and he didn't have Fred Taylor on it, but he had Ezekiel Elliott on it. Are you kidding me? I mean, look, and you know, I don't know if you guys could tell by the tone of Peter's response to me, but he was clearly miffed that I challenged him on it.
Of course.
I mean, you know, and you know, that's one thing in our business, not a lot of people challenge Peter King, but you guys know me, I'll challenge anybody.
Well, the other thing is Jerry Rice. Like, when I think of doing a list, and I had no problem with LT at one, but and the quarterbacks at the top of that list are all really good players, but don't you put Jerry Rice somewhere right? I mean, he was a high pick, don't get me wrong, but doesn't Jerry Rice go right up there at the top, or am I missing something with you, Pete?
No, look, the value of the position isn't as great as a pass rusher. So obviously you take the quarterback, so you take that into account. But I went a couple years ago, went to Tahoe and spent some time with Jerry Rice and did a story on him being the greatest football player of all time.
Right.
And the reason he's the greatest football player of all time, because there's no argument about who the greatest receiver is. You can go to any other position, anyone, you know, whether it's the running backs, whether it's the quarterbacks, whether it's the offensive linemen, the pass rushers, and you can make a debate for somebody. There is no debate when it comes to the wide receiver position. He was that much better than everybody else, which is why, to me, he's the greatest football player of all time.
Hey, Pete, this Kirk Cousins situation in Washington is really a weird one. Cousins decides to keep the franchise tag, and it looked like the team just kind of threw him under the bus and goes, all right, we're going to make him the second highest paid player in the NFL. But it was like, make sure you boo him this year when you come out to watch Kirk Cousins play. What'd you think of the way the Redskins handled the whole thing?
Well, I mean, bad. I mean, it was a bad situation from both sides. But I get why where they're caught in a tough situation as well. I mean, look at this. This is a top 12 quarterback, 10 to 12 maybe, and he wants top 1 to 3 money. That's dangerous. I mean, it's a dangerous thing. But the flip side is you don't want to let quarterbacks walk out the door to start the process all over again. So it's a tough, tricky negotiation. I can see it from both sides. But, you know, Kirk Cousins in the last five games last year, that's crunch time. Team ready to go to the postseason, right? Five touchdown passes, five interceptions, and he went 2-3. You know, in my mind, he's a good quarterback looking for great quarterback money, and there's all that. We've seen that before. Hey, it happened here in Jacksonville back in the day. David Garrard had a couple good years, and all of a sudden they rushed to pay him. I remember sitting there talking to the owner. I go, that's a very risky situation you're doing there, and it blew up in their face. You got to be slow in your evaluation. He's had two good years. If you would have said 2 years ago, you know what? We're going to make Kirk Cousins, 2 years from now, we're going to make Kirk Cousins the highest paid quarterback or second highest paid quarterback in the league, they would have laughed at you. And so I think you have to be real careful with it. He's also risking something here. I know he thinks he has a deal done in San Francisco next year or, you know, somewhere else. But the bottom line is he better play well. If he doesn't play well, he's going to lose a lot of money.
Pete, speaking of just kind of preseason stuff, is there a team in the AFC that didn't make the playoffs last year you think can make that kind of push up there? Obviously, New England, Pittsburgh, KC, Miami, those playoff teams last year. But there's a team that didn't make it last year you think can make a run this year in the AFC?
Well, I think the trendy look is Tennessee. And you know, I'm not – they play the game like it was 1980, so you got to be real careful with that one. I mean, because this is a passing league and they want to run the football. Now, the flip side of that is, you know, defenses are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and faster and smaller. So, you know, what's going to come back is going to be the, you know, people are going to get bigger and want to pound those small defenses. Yeah, you know, they played pretty good football last year. Mariota's got to come back off that injury. I think he's going to be fine doing so. They're tough, they're big, they're strong. But again, how well do you throw the football? And they can talk all they want about playing smash mouth, but at some point in the NFL, you better be able to throw the football. But that's one team I think that people are looking at.
Hey, Pete, how come Colin Kaepernick, if you really want to play football, and I'm at the point whether people think he's been blackballed or not, I don't even care, and whether you think teams have done it or not, but why wouldn't Colin Kaepernick come out and have a press conference with somebody and say, I really want to play football, I miss it, I love it, and how he stands on everything? Why hasn't he done anything like that?
That's a good question, and you know, and I'm one of those guys that is banging the other side against that whole blackball thing. And the reason I say that is nobody knows what he wants. You know, if Colin Kaepernick is willing to be a backup and take better minimum money or maybe a little bit more than that or a two-year deal for $5 million with some incentives in it to be a backup quarterback and nobody will sign him, then you got to sit there and say, you know what, there's something going on here. But nobody knows what he wants. I've heard from some teams that you know, were looking for a backup quarterback that he wanted a one-year deal and was like, you know, the talk was like in the $5 or $6 million range. I don't, you know that to be exact, but, you know, and who wants a backup quarterback for a one-year deal? You know, the backup quarterback, you want that guy to come in, kind of be the buffer between the coaches and the guy who's starting, who can go in and play for a game or two, but can be around for a while and get a good quarterback room. If you've got a rental quarterback, backup quarterback for a year, and then he's in the room, and that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I, from that standpoint, I understand why teams have been reluctant, but I'm with you. Look, his dad got at me on Twitter. He said, you have no idea. I said, well, what's he asking for then? So, you know, what is he asking for? Come out and say,
yeah,
this is what I will play for. And he hasn't done that. There's some theory that he's waiting for somebody to go down in camp, and it doesn't want to sign a deal until he sees what happens in camp. And if a quarterback goes down in camp, then somebody thinks they might rush out and find him as a backup,
but the other
starter.
And the only problem with that is, and you're right, there could be four or five quarterbacks go down, and he does get called. But I just think you'd want to get in camp earlier than that, and get a chance to learn the system and have some success and be ready to play. Maybe I'm off on that, but I just wish the guy would come out And I don't want to hear from his dad, and I know you and his father went at it a little bit, but just come out and say, hey, I really want to play football. Last year was last year. I felt strongly about an issue, but I'm back, and I want to let you know it's going to be all football for me. And if it's not, and it's going to be more social issues, teams have a right to say no to that. I don't know if you agree with that, Pete, but hey, I don't want to hear that in my locker room.
I mean, they do have the right to say no. I don't, look, anybody, I'm a big believer, you do what you want to say. I mean, look, if he wants to kneel, he kneels, you know, that's his prerogative. But the consequences come with it and whatever it is. There's a lot of guys who knelt with him last year still on rosters. I mean, you know, and Joe, you've been around the league a long time. You played in the league. You know, there's been a lot of guys that had plenty of distractions in the locker room, but damn, if they could play, teams look the other way.
Put up with a lot. If you put up with it, the same guy that was late, the same guys that never made curfew on the road night before games, you put up with it, including Don Shula, and you let them play on Sundays, and as long as they're good team guys on Sunday, you sure put up with a lot of stuff and don't see as much. I totally agree. Totally agree.
You mentioned Lawrence Taylor before, you know, taking the number one overall pick in that draft or whatever. There's Exhibit A. Bill Parcells was supposed to be the strictest disciplinarian in the game of football, right? Never crossed Bill Parcells. Bill T used to walk in on game day on Sunday after being out all night. They turned a blind eye to it so he could play in the game because they needed him.
Well, our great story down here is the Dolphins were playing the Cowboys. David Fry, who was a reserve special teams linebacker, and Mark Clayton went out, got in a little trouble. David Fry got sent home and got cut, and Clayton had a hell of a game the next day in Dallas.
Yeah, that's the reality of the league. I mean, that's like if people looked at Kaepernick and said, look, he's going to be the answer to my quarterback problems, he'd have been signed already, period.
Yeah.
They would have dealt with all the consequences of it. I don't think there's that. Look, I think for the most part, people don't care about what he did. I just do. I don't. Maybe I'm naive to it. I know I don't. I look at it as a football evaluation, and everybody points, oh, he threw 16-4 for Chip Kelly. Remember, Nick Foles went, 27-2 in Chip Kelly's offense one year, and he can't play a lick.
But Pete, I'm no genius, and I'm a fantasy football general manager. There's not a quarterback on the Jets right now that's better than Colin Kaepernick.
No, but you also have to take into account situation, right?
Yep.
I mean, I get you. He's probably better than Jared Goff, but that's a situation they're going to look at Jared Goff. Is he better than Blake Bortles here in Jacksonville? Maybe, but they're going to play one more year to find out if Blake Bortles can turn his career around. And the Jets have three young guys. They're clearly rebuilding that roster. Maybe they'll take a look at Hackenberg. I mean, not three young guys because McCown's there, but he's always around. You know, McCown's appear everywhere, by the way. They're a whole family. They appear everywhere. And then we go from there. I mean, you got to look at situations like the Browns. The Browns are going to take a look at Kaiser. That's what they're going to figure out. Drafting a young quarterback to take a look at Kaiser. You got to look at the situations as well. Is he better than some of the starters in the league right now? Probably. But you also have to take into account the situation.
Pete, forgive me, but before we let you go, Johnny Manziel doesn't end up on a team this year, does he?
I don't think so. I mean, if Johnny Manziel ends up on a team before Colin Kaepernick does, we're going to have the end-all, be-all on Twitter, right? I mean,
Oh, my God. It's going to break.
And by the way, nor should he. I mean, Colin Kaepernick is a better football player than Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, always nice to have you, man. Appreciate you getting up with us. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Pete Prisco from CBS Sports joining us here.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.